Jerry Beto Show 925. Yes, thanks to the listeners who spotted. I misspoke. It's KAL, Korean Airlines, Flight 007 in 1983. We played President Reagan's reaction to that versus President Obama's brief interruption of a previously scheduled fundraiser to briefly mention it. I don't know that the United States has ever been in a position like this, where he doesn't care or understand how important the American response is to anything. An earlier caller pointed up the crisis on the border. The world is just swirling around him. I'm telling you, he's checked out. I shared a piece a couple of weeks ago from Peggy Noonan where she pointed this out. She's absolutely right. Brent on the road. Brent, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to point out, I'm kind of a liberal-brained guy, and I listen to your show all the time, and I generally have pretty good respect for what you're talking about. But I just think this comparison is a little unfair here, because with Reagan, the initial reaction was he stayed at Camp David. He didn't even... Then the next day, he changed his mind. Then he came in, and that's when he gave his statement that you played. So his initial reaction wasn't much better.
Okay,
and
now, well, now hang on.
The fact that he's a congressman, too, or there was a congressman on board, and it's a direct Cold War time then, you know, too.
Oh, okay. And I pointed some of that out, Brent. I did say, I said when I played it, that it was not President Reagan's initial response. My response to that was, then don't make a response. You don't think it sounds cold and callous to just, oh, yeah, by the way. And he said it may have been a tragedy. What did that even mean?
No, I agree with you that the way Obama handled it was not good at either. But I just wanted you to point out that Reagan actually stayed on his vacation for an extra day.
Well, I don't remember the specifics of that, but I did concede that it was not an immediate response. And maybe that was the thing for President Obama to do. But I think there's a difference between staying on vacation and not canceling a fundraiser. Do you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I agree that the Obama part of it, he didn't handle this well at all. You know, and maybe he is checked out.
My larger point, though. Are we ever going to hear the kind of words from President Obama that we heard from Ronald Reagan?
Well, I doubt it. This was a congressman on board, and it was during the height of the Cold War.
Okay, but see, now, and I agree with that, but that's not an excuse either, Brent, because I am arguing that Russia today is a far greater threat than a lot of people, but unfortunately, most specifically, the President of the United States realizes. Are they a Soviet threat? I think that's Vladimir Putin's dream.
Probably, yes.
That difference is kind of a distinction without a difference. Brent, thanks a lot for the call. And I knew that was going to be the liberal response to that. See, I had perfectly civil discourse with a liberal there. He made some points. I think I was able to refute them all. But he made some reasonable points. By the way, Jason, for those of you in the Green Bay area, Jason took a call. It appears there is a significant accident based on the accounts of one listener who called in at I-43. And this is what Jason and I are guesstimating from what the listener told Jason. I-43 northbound at the 172 exit is what we believe. That there's been a significant accident involving multiple vehicles, Jason, vehicles in the ditch he described, and that area is snarling. It sounds like, if it sounds as bad as it might be, we will keep listeners, if you're traveling in that area, we'll keep you apprised. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Beto Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.